This book was written for every woman who wonders if she's got it all wrong, if she'll ever measure up, if she's asking for too much. I see you. I am you. Together, we will forge a better path for ourselves and for the next generation. For the master's tools will never dismantle the master's house. They may allow us temporarily to beat him at his own game, but they will never enable us to bring about genuine change. Audre Lorde. Author's note. You'll notice that I reference my patients in this book. Names and details have been changed in order to protect their privacy. In a couple instances, I have created composites out of an abundance of caution. In this book, you will find tools based on techniques that are commonly utilized in psychotherapy. Real self-care is meant to be a source of support and education. It is not a substitute for seeking professional help and treatment. At the end of the book, I have included resources for finding a mental health professional. I've created a space for folks who are practicing real self-care to come together. Join me and my colleagues at GEMMA, the physician-led women's mental health community that centers equity and impact. GEMMAWomen.com. Introduction. You may have noticed that lately it's nearly impossible to go even a couple days without coming across the term self-care, a phrase that encompasses any number of lifestyle choices or products, from juice cleanses to yoga workshops to luxury bamboo sheets. Self-care has exploded in our collective consciousness as a panacea for practically all women's problems. As a physician specializing in women's mental health, I find this cultural embrace of self-care incomplete at best and manipulative at worst. Wellness dogma says that a fix for your troubles is as simple as buying a new day planner or signing up for a meditation class. And according to this philosophy, when you don't find time for these solutions, it's your fault for not keeping up with one more task on your to-do list. In my clinical practice, where I take care of women suffering from burnout, demoralization, depression, and anxiety, I've seen countless patients come in and say some version of, "Dr. Lakshman, I feel like crap. Everything feels like a chore. I'm constantly on edge, and I feel like it's my fault because I'm not doing self-care." It's not their fault, and it's not yours. In reality, the game is rigged. By focusing on faux self-care, what I call the products and solutions marketed to us as remedies, we've conceptualized self-care all wrong. Faux self-care is largely full of empty calories and devoid of substance. It keeps us looking outward, comparing ourselves with others, or striving for a certain type of perfection, which means it's incapable of truly nourishing us in the long run. It's understandable that we turn to faux self-care and wellness to solve our problems. After all, it's everywhere we look. And as you'll see in this introduction here, I've done it too. When we're feeling exhausted and in despair, and we see an ad for the latest juice cleanse promising extraordinary results, of course our ears perk up. So please, let me be clear, I don't mean to shame anybody who takes solace in wellness as a respite from their hectic lives. That's not the point of this book. Instead, I'm here to share that not only is the helplessness that we feel when it comes to taking care of ourselves not our fault, there's also a better way to do it, from the inside out, and that's precisely what I'm going to teach you. In this book, you'll learn how to carve out a meaningful path forward. Real self-care, as you'll see, is not a one-stop shop, like a fancy spa retreat or a journaling app. It's an internal process that involves making difficult decisions that will pay off tenfold in the long run as a life built around the relationships and activities that matter most to you. My goal is to teach you the difference between the two, not only by lifting the veil on commodified faux self-care, but also by transforming your understanding of what a real practice of caring for yourself could look like and showing you that it's possible. I'll share practical tools and tangible strategies for how you can make wellness your own, making positive changes in your own life, and then expanding that knowledge outward to impact the people and the systems around you. As I'll teach you in this book, real self-care not only impacts us as individuals,